Graham's workday with members of the Bay County Mosquito Control Division involved looking for standing water where mosquito larvae could potentially breed, like inside empty trash cans and baby pools.
Actually, we found an unusual place, quite a few larvae in a pet carrier that was empty.
She also got a firsthand look at how the division works to combat the Zika virus, the mosquito-borne disease that can cause severe birth defects.
We are taking samples of the water which have the larvae in them in order to take it back to the lab and test to see if these are the type of mosquito larvae that carry the Zika virus.
In addition to her workday, Graham has been part of a bipartisan push among Florida's congressional delegation to fully fund President Obama's request of $1.9 billion to help fight Zika. Having separate funding bills, Congress is still divided over the number. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.